Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward, as always, for you to take us to a deeper place. And to help you get there, we're going to bring Tony back in. And sister, I will see you on the other
Okay.
side.
All right.
Thank
Thank you.
you in advance.
Thank you.
Say, I know it's a waste of time. There's no use trying. So scared that life's gonna pass you by. The spirit's dying. Not long ago, I could feel your strength and your devotion. What was so clear is now overcast with mixed emotions. I know it's true that we've all been through some nasty weather. Let's understand that we're here to handle things together. Yeah, keep looking on to tomorrow. There's so much in life that's meant for you. Get on your feet, stand up and make it happen. Get on your feet, get up and take some action. Get on your feet, don't stop before it's over. Get on your feet, the weight is off your shoulders. Here comes the dance break. Come on, get up, do it with me.
Thanks, everybody. Love you. Miss you. Bye.
All right, Tony Condos, thank you so much. That was amazing. And I was dancing over here in my home studio, having a blast. And friends, that song is perfect. First of all, I want to honor each of you who are joining us online today. Just know how much I wish I could be with you in person, and I envision that for the future, that we will be together once again at some point, because I want to give you all hugs and love and just pour energy into you, because I know those of you online today, those of you even watching later, that you're doing some really deep spiritual work. I know it because I was honored to be with so many of you yesterday, and we really had a great time just experiencing each other and looking deeper to find out, is there still some dream alive in me, right? Is there still some dream alive in me? Is there an aspect of me that still wants to grow, that still wants to prosper, that still wants to evolve? And of course, the answer, my friends, is a resounding yes. As an entire spiritual community, you always really inspire me. And what I know is that a community is made up of individuals doing what is theirs to do day by day. You know, so often, friends, I travel and I speak around the country. I work with people around the world, you know, one-on-one. And it is always a pleasure to come back to Unity of New York, where there are deep spiritual souls doing their work. And, you know, I've learned that so many of us have read these wonderful self-help books that inspire us and help us want to be more. But I've also learned that so many of those books give us a formula, like do these three steps and you'll be happy. Do these five steps and you'll be happy. And really, the spiritual souls that grow and develop, that evolve, the spiritual souls that are really doing it, understand that the spiritual journey is just that. It is a process. The spiritual journey is a process. So today is entitled Three Keys to a Success Mindset. It sounds formulaic, and it is, but it is meant to not be, oh, just these three things and all is well, but it is to give you these three things as a little bit, I think of them as rungs on a ladder to help get us to our next step. I want you to be able, friends, to put feet on those dreams, desires, and goals. And I know there are three steps to doing this. And those three steps often bring up places that were blocked that need to be released. These three steps often will bring up aspects of ourselves that need other work. So these are three steps that are required for any manifestation. And I'm gonna tell you a little story too, that I've lately in my work, I've been called into a variety of settings. I've worked with athletes. I've worked with actors and actresses, just people of all different walks of life. And recently when I was working with a group of kids, I know their coach really well. He's he was a former NBA player, and he's about 7 feet tall, and he does an after-school program. It's called All Stars Are Bright, and there are about kids from about maybe age 6 to about 17, and he called me in to do some inspiration and work with them, and I taught them the three keys to a success mindset. And when I first arrived, the kids were a certain way. And when I left, they were different. They had a different energy. They had a different awareness. And in just about an hour's time of us working on this concept and working with them, supporting each other, there was a significant change. And these are the three keys to a success mindset. I want to tell you what they are. I want you to write them down. I want you to memorize these, because this is right from the Unity teaching. It's just a little bit updated in the way I talk about it. The three keys to a success mindset are thought, belief, and action. Thought, belief, and action. Now, as we're thinking about these ideas of thought, belief, and action, I want you to think about any area in your life right now where there's a little bit of a struggle. And I want you to honestly look and ask yourself, am I applying these three steps to this struggle? Because what I've noticed most of us do is when we have a problem, we think about it and we think it to death. We think about it, we ruminate about it, we talk to friends about it. Sometimes we even text about it or we post on social media about it, and it stays in the thinking. So in these three steps that you heard me say, thought, belief, and action, thought is only the first step, right? So oftentimes when we stay in thought, those thoughts go around and around. They never go anywhere. You know, Charles Fillmore said, thoughts are formative, prayers and words are creative, right? So thoughts are formative, prayers are creative. In other words, as you speak the word, in the Bible it says the word became flesh, right, and dwelt among us. The word, the spoken word, the Bible says thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established for you. But that decree must be from what? From a thought and a belief, right? So thought is only one step. So a lot of times I think we say we have dreams and desires and goals. We say we want to move forward on our journey, but we never move past the first step. We never move past thought. Many years ago, I had I worked at Unity Village, and I was a couple doors down from Rosemary Fillmore Ray. And I also would often see James Dillett Freeman at lunch. And James Dillett Freeman, many of you may know, wrote The Prayer for Protection and many other beautiful prayers. And I would often chat with him. And one of the things he was really strong in saying is, he said, now Charles Fillmore would say, get out of thought and begin speaking the word, because as long as you're in thought, you're not going to see a manifestation. He said things begin in thought. Right. And many of you I know are from varying religious backgrounds. And a lot of times we're taught to believe and have blind faith. But what I'm saying is that thought and belief combined and then adding action is what is required for any manifestation. So whatever your dream, goal, and desire, whatever it is you want to see manifest, it is incumbent upon you to put these ideas, these spiritual principles into practice. So often we say, okay, God, please bring my blessing. I'm ready for my blessing. And God's saying, whenever you're ready, I want to bring you the blessing. In other words, there are spiritual principles and laws that are incumbent upon us to practice them, right? That law of circulation, that law of cause and effect through thought, belief, and action. So I want you to get real specific in your mind. I'm talking in generalities, and I want to give you an example, first of all. So when I was with the basketball, all the kids who play basketball recently, we were at this big gym, you know, there was noise everywhere, kids everywhere. We got all the kids in a circle and I sat them down. I was sitting down on a basketball and chatting with them. And, you know, the one statement we came up with for them was to say to themselves, I can do it. I can do it. Now that sounds, friends, so simple, but when you're new at something, that belief is so important, because what they were saying is, I don't think I can. I'm not as good as them. I don't know what I'm doing. Well, don't those thoughts sound familiar to us? We all have thoughts like that. So I talked to them about changing that initial thought. I said, what if before you did anything else, you said, I can do this. Basketball is fun. I can do this. I can do this. Basketball is fun. I love this. And I got them into the feeling nature. And I said, and if you see a friend miss a shot, what are you going to say to them? Come on, you can do it. Try again. If you see them fall, what are you going to do? You're going to go pick them up and say, you got this. Come on, let's go. And friends, in just a few minutes time, I was starting to see a change. Because as we change our thoughts, we know this, change your thoughts, change your world. But not just thought, belief. Believing in that new thought and acting upon it. Right. So what is that new thought that you're going to bring to your situation that you're going through right here, right now? Friends, in Unity, we have such freedom in that we know the presence of God is everywhere present. As a matter of fact, I want to share with you that I'm looking out over the computer and I see a palm tree, I see blue sky, and I'm reminded every time I look out here, God is so much bigger and grander than my mind can even hold or fathom. I'm also reminded that that grandness, that goodness, that expansive nature of God is within me. I also know that God's will for me is good. So I felt like I was going on this teaching. And I wanted to pause and say, we must first believe God's will for me is good. It's so simple. I wonder if you can feel that at the level of the heart. I just relaxed into this idea. God's will for me is good. God's will for me is good. So if we can hold that idea, and I want you to bring this life situation to mind again. So hold the idea. God's will for me is good. And then I want you to think about where there's a struggle. Hold both those ideas if you can. That God is everywhere present. God is present in me, right? God's will for me is good. And then bring that struggle to mind and say, if God's will for me is good, what new thought do I need to have about this? What one new thought do I need to have about this? See if you can get clear on that right now. What new thought do I need to bring this new energy, this new good that the universe has for me into my life? What new thought will bring that good to me? Not how can I not do it? Why am I not getting it? And friends, doing this type of work that I'm talking about, this is what I term soul work. And it means that you're taking 100% responsibility for your life and world. And let's be real here. The journey is up and down. The journey's not always rah, rah, thank you, God, all is well. We hold on to that idea, but the journey is up and down. So when the journey's down and there's a struggle, we want to bring in these teachings. Unity is to bring hope and literally unity into our lives. Friends, you are spirit, soul, body, and it is our work to begin to align those three aspects by using these ideas, thought, belief, and action. So what is that one new thought that you're needing to bring in into your life and world so that you can stop a struggle? Friends, I don't believe for a minute that we are intended to struggle. I think struggle happens as we're growing, as we're developing, as we're, you know, that personality gets created. But once we realize we're a soul, once we realize that God is everywhere and God is present in me, then the work becomes living that presence in the world. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Not I came that you might suffer. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And it is up to us to create that abundance in our life and world. Sometimes that seems like a disconnect. It's like, well, why isn't God bringing it? Well, where is God? God is here now, right? God is here now. God is everywhere present. God is present in us. Like the whole universe is literally made of love and potential and possibility. It is our belief that changes things. So number one was thought. Number two is belief. Thought, belief, and action. Well, friends, I'm a real studier of the Bible, and I grew up in a situation where I had to read the Bible every year, whether I liked to or not. And my study of the scriptures really has taken the whole thing down to a couple of basic truths. One is, it is our faith that makes it so. Really, the highest truth I know is seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. And it is the belief in that kingdom that makes it so. So in the Gospel of Matthew, there's a lot of great stories of manifestation and even that statement, strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything will be added unto you as well. That's also from Matthew. That's Matthew 6. But in Matthew 8, I was really struck by the scripture as I was thinking about you all today and the ministry that you are. And I wondered if it was difficult at all that you hadn't seen each other in person. And so I was thinking that probably it's really important for that faith in you to be very activated. And this scripture was about when Jesus healed the centurion's servant. And this centurion goes to Jesus and asks him to heal his servant, Jesus said, well, I'll come over. And the guy goes, you know what? No, you don't even need to come over. Just tell me it is done. I believe in who you are so much. I know if you say it is done, it will be. And Jesus said, I've never seen this much faith in all of Israel. Go and let it be done to you according to your faith, or it is done unto you as you have believed. So friends, God is awaiting on our belief. As we activate that belief, and in the 12 powers, of course, we call that that power of faith. As we activate that belief and faith that's already there, then a manifestation can start to develop. But even thought and belief are not quite enough. We have to combine it with action. So how are you moving forward to act? How are you moving forward to create this a life for yourself? How are you putting feet on these dreams, ideas, these goals, these prayers of yours? How are you believing it is so? And I love the emphasis on prayer in your ministry, to call silent unity and to do that work in prayer and consciousness. So that's our thought and belief. But then action is the very next step. Action is the very next step. So as you're working with this in your prayer time, and my hope is that whatever struggle you're going through right now, and as I say that, if you're human, there's something you're working on or you would not be here. Some of the struggle could be relational, it could be financial, it could even be you're going through a grief or recovering from not feeling well. Whatever it is, I want you to apply these three things. And as you do, you will begin to manifest all that you hope and desire. Thought, belief, and action, friends. This is your friend. This is your spiritual principle to move you into manifesting all of your dreams, goals, and desires. So as you're thinking that God is everywhere present, God is present in me, as you're remembering I am spirit, soul, body, and that God is so expansive, my work is to bring that expansive nature of God into my life and into my world. Remember that you are not meant to struggle. You are meant to thrive. You are meant to have an abundant life full of love, peace, joy, healing, goodness on every level. So my prayer for you is that whatever is kind of dogging you right now, whatever is coming up as a little bit of a struggle, that you will apply this thought, this belief, and this action as you prepare to move forward on this spiritual journey we call life. So with this in mind, let's go into a time of meditation now. And I just invite you to become very still where you are, to take a few deep breaths. And remember as you breathe that wherever you are, God is. Breathe and put your attention in your heart. Breathe and place your attention in your heart. Remember, wherever you are, God is. Remember that God is this expansive presence. The sun, moon, and the stars are examples of this God presence and energy. See if as you breathe, you can become aware of this in your heart, mind, body, and soul. Wherever I am, God is, and all is truly well. I want you to bring to mind what you're working with. And ask Spirit, as you hear this music, ask Spirit to bring you a divine idea. What is that new thought that you are to have about this situation? What is a new thought that Spirit is calling you to? Remember that that dream that is alive in you is alive because it is yours to do. See if you can now get some emotion around how you want to see this manifestation, this belief that for you anything is possible. Anything is possible to those that believe. As you rest in this, if thoughts of lack or not enough come in, I just want you to release them with the breath. Allow yourself to believe that you can take next steps. Breathe into this idea and then ask Spirit, what is my next action for me to take? Remembering that the light of God lives in me, what is mine to do? What is my next step? What is my action? So that I can live truly an abundant life. For this time of awareness, for this time of knowing this connection with Spirit, we are grateful. We are blessed.
The crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be. I will find my way. I can go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while.
Thank you. Thank you.